is the only light, the only way for me. Now I surf, surf with Bob, dip to dip to dip, Bob, dip to dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Oh, it's surfing, Bob, dip to dip, dip, surfing, Bob, dip to dip, surfing, Bob, dip to dip, dip, surfing, Bob, dip to dip, Bob, Bob, dip to dip, dip, Bob, Bob, dip to dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with Bob, dip to dip, Bob, dip to dip. From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime a surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze. Bob, dip to dip, dip, Bob, dip to dip, dip, Bob, dip to dip. Bob, dip, dip, Bob, Bob, dip, 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 Bob, Bob, dip, dip, Bob, dip, 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 Bob, dip, dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. Bob, dip, 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 Bob, dip, dip. Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, cause you know I'm coming back. Go and surf, off, dip, 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 off, dip, 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 off, dip, 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 off, off, dip, 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 off, off, dip, dip, dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah. Off, dip, 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 off, off, dip, dip.
And good morning and welcome to KRBD. The next 2 hours, the community will be coming into the radio station to celebrate the life of Tom LeCompte. Tom passed from us this morning. Originally, we had put this together to send him best wishes and let him know we were thinking of him and sending him our strength and love. We are still doing that. So people are coming in to sing songs, share stories. I hope if you're out there listening and you can't come in, you will give us a call, share a story, share a memory. We'll take your calls as we can. If you're out there streaming, we thank you for listening in and joining us to celebrate this generous, wonderful community person. And first up to celebrate Tom LeCompte is his friend Chuck Slagle. And Chuck, what are you singing for us today?
My Little Welsh Home.
Okay, well, we're going to let you take it away.
I am dreaming of the mountains of my home, of the mountains where in childhood I would roam. I have dwelt in these southern skies, where their summer never dies. But my heart is in the mountains of my home. I can see the little homestead on the hill. I can hear the magic music of the rill. There is nothing to compare to the love that once was there in that lonely little homestead on the hill. I can see the quiet churchyard down below, where the mountain breezes wander to and fro. And when God my soul will keep, it is there I want to sleep, with those dear old folks that loved me long ago. With those dear old folks that loved me long ago.
Thank you, Chuck. Okay. Joining me in the studio is Mary Larson, longtime friend and a big part of KRBD, as well as Tom was. Tom, we heard from Terry Miller on Facebook this morning, and Tom was one of our first sports reporters. That's how he got involved, which is kind of interesting. So, oh, and Bruce White, too. So,
oh, yeah.
And me.
And Terry Robbins.
A singer. We get people to help us sing this song. Before we start to sing the song, I'm going to tell a little bit of a story, a little bit of background. I first got to know Tom pretty much in the context of the White Cliff Singers. It was a group of teachers and staff people who met in Carolyn Stallings' classroom after school on, I think it was Friday, wasn't it? Yes,
yep.
On Fridays.
Yeah.
And she always had coffee on for us, and people would sit, and we had some books, folk song books that we would pull out, and we would just sing, even people like me who couldn't sing at all. In fact, I always stood next to Tom because he had a low voice, and that made me feel like I could sing. I didn't have to try to reach the high notes. And
I sat right next to Tom, too, and I thought you just kind of liked me.
Oh, I did like you, Bruce, and I liked Tom.
I always loved you.
But the thing, he was always willing to sing John Prine for me, and I think we may hear some John Prine in his honor in a little bit. But the one song that we sang that was came to my mind immediately when we thought about Tom, or when I thought about Tom, was Waltzing with Bears. And now we're going to try to sing that for you. And I don't have Tom standing next to me, so forgive me.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, yes, I do. That's right. I do.
This is a very popular song at White Cliff with the kids, with the staff, with everybody. And hopefully the other night I was at a gathering for White Cliff retirement, and there was a video done. I don't know if he got to see it, but they were going to try to send it to him last week, so I don't know if he heard us or not. But he's going to hear us now. Oh, better pitch it a little lower than that.
And there you go.
Yeah, thank you. I went to his room in the middle of the night. I crept to his side and I turned on the light. And to my surprise, he was nowhere in sight. 'Cause my Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. He goes wah 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 waltzing with bears. Reggae bears, shaggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah-wah-wah waltzing, wah-wah-wah waltzing, go waltzing with bears. We brought Uncle Walter a new coat to wear, and when he came home it was covered with hair. And lately I've noticed several new tears. Sure, Uncle Walter's been waltzing with bears. He goes wah 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 waltzing with bears. Baby bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah 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 waltzing, wah 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 waltzing, go waltzing with bears. We told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things we said that he should. But I know he would rather be off in the woods. And I'm afraid if we lose Uncle Walter for good, he goes wah 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 waltzing with bears. Reggae bears, shaggy bears, shaggy bears. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah-wah waltzing, wah-wah waltzing, go waltzing with bears. We begged and we pleaded, oh please won't you stay, and managed to keep him at home for a day. But the bears all marched in and they took him away. Dancing with pandas, and he won't understand us. And the bears only mad at least one dance a day. He goes wah 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 waltzing with bears. Reggae bears, shaggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing.
waltzing with bears.
He must be.
He was the bear. He was the bear.
Can I say a little story quick after that?
Absolutely.
About dancing? When I first came to Ketchikan and I was single, I loved to dance, and I would go out to different establishments, primarily the First City Saloon, to dance. And as soon as I got there, I would start to look around because I knew that sooner or later Tom LeCompte was going to come in. And he probably would think this was a little insulting to say, but I felt like I was safe when Tom was there because I could dance with him and I knew that I was safe. I wouldn't have to worry about any of those issues that sometimes come up with single women in a bar and so on. And he was a good dancer. He was lots of fun, and he was there almost as often as I was. So that was a fun thing for me and Tom. So he was waltzing with me in those days.
Excellent. So I have square danced with Tom many a time. In fact, I think that's how I met Tom, at the square dance. So I hope he's square dancing as well. And Keith Anderson joined us. I didn't announce you when you came in, but he was one of your singers today.
Oh, well, yes. I always sing waltzing
very
with bears.
Isn't that a wonderful song?
I just wanted
song.
To say I've never heard that song before.
Oh,
so
really?
I have missed something in my development as a human.
Oh.
Thank you so much for sharing it. Thank
Can
you.
I say one story about Tom?
Absolutely.
You know, Tom was a PE coach at Howling Elementary, and he was just, you know, this great big bear, and the kids all loved him to death, and they really did. They really loved Tom to death. And Tom, his big thing was to make sure they always were running around and getting the heart rate up. That was important to him. And when some kid would get out of line, something would happen that was really bad, Tom would go over to him, and he would stand over the top of him. And, I mean, he was like this great big bear standing over the top of the kid. And the kid would be looking up at Tom, and Tom would look down at him with that cruel face of his and say, "Bad puppy, bad puppy." And then the kids would smile, and they wouldn't do it again. They knew they were wrong. Okay, we just don't do that. He was so wonderful because all the kids enjoyed P.E. probably more than anything else in the world.
Well, I don't know how many of you are Facebook social media followers, but we've heard from a number of young people in the last couple of days who were his students, who are celebrating Tom and talked about what he meant to them.
Yes. Yeah. Very heartwarming, too.
Absolutely.
You know, Tom was so generous. He was generous with his time. He was generous with his spirit. One last little mini story from me. You know, I am a fishing fanatic. I love to fish. We've only recently had a boat, and before that I relied on the generosity of friends. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a line from a famous movie or something? I know Tom was generous with his boat and his fishing time for lots of people. I would see him on Facebook, or sometimes the few times that we actually got out on our skiff, I would see Tom out there with someone on his boat fishing. And, you know, he was generous and kind. You know, I was a bit of a shoe clerk. No offense to any shoe clerks out there when it came to fishing. And Tom made sure that I had my hook baited and everything went well. Even caught some fish. And, you know, when he found out that my husband, Hall Anderson, retired, he offered us anytime we were interested that we could use his house in Oregon if we wanted to go spend some time on the Oregon coast, you know. And that was just such a giving and kind thing to do. And that's one of the many things I'll remember about Tom.
We all will. Yeah. We all will. So I know we have some other people out there that are waiting to come in. Thank you all. If you can stay around for a while, we'd love to have you. I think Kathleen's got folks coming in. Okay, I'm going to put a little music on while she's running to get them. Thank you.
Rains came down in the hollow, And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown eyed girl.
So we have folks in the air room right now that are going to play some songs for you. Would you like to all introduce yourselves?
Mary Larson.
I'm Terry O'Hara.
Barbara Morgan.
Sherilyn Cross-Cavage.
Brian Curtis.
And what are you guys going to play?
Apparently, Tom was a huge aficionado of gospel music. It's one of his favorite things. He organized a wonderful set when we had a memorial for my son, and I just remember he was always into that. When I heard about him singing I'll Fly Away, that was it for me. So I hope we're not doing that one, because I can't sing it.
Yeah, there's for the last 10, 15 years, if you ever went to the Hole in the Wall on a Friday night, you couldn't have missed Tom. And all the zip liners and kayak guides that came in there during those years, Tom would stop everyone in here they are reveling, having a great time.
Tom's voice would rise
over everything, encouraging everyone to quiet down and listen. And he would call them all sinners, and he was calling them home to God, and they would be saved if they would sing along to "I'll Fly Away." And so that's what a lot of people will remember Tom for, is the Hole in the Wall. No, not. We'll sing that later, maybe. Okay. We're going to do a couple others.
All right. What are we doing first?
Let's do "The Holy Hills of Heaven Call Me." And I just want to say something about Tom. The first time, I didn't know him as long as y'all probably did, you know, definitely. But I met him in 2007, and it was down at the Startled Salmon when people were coming down there on Thursday nights just to get together and play music. And Brian was down there, and Peggy, and a lot of people were down there just playing music. And my parents were here, and my dad was playing the mandolin. And in walks Tom LeCompte, and this was in the wintertime, and he was wearing shorts and flip-flops and playing the auto harp. And I thought, who is this guy? And you know, here he is, you know, wearing flip-flops in the winter, and it was pouring rain outside. And I soon found out. And he's a wonderful man who encouraged many, many people and shared so much of his heart with our community. And another thing he was generous in sharing, and it was jokes. And here's one, and it is, have you heard the joke about the roof?
No.
Never mind. It's over your heads. Yeah. That's a Tom
joke.
Yeah. Tom LeCompte joke. There you go. But here's
"The Holy Hills."
The holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the sea, where loved ones wait and crowns are given when the hills of home start calling me. This house of clay is but a prison, bars of bone hold my soul, but the doors of clay are gonna burst wide open when the angels set my spirit free. And I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle when the hills of home start calling me. And I see loved ones over yonder, their tears are gone and hearts are free. And from the throne, King Jesus beckons, and the hills of home are calling me. Well, this house of clay is but a prison, and bars of bone hold my soul. But the doors of clay are gonna burst wide open when the angels set my spirit free. I'm gonna take my flight like the mighty eagle. When the hills of home start calling me, when the hills of home start calling me.
Tom would end a song like that by saying, go and sin no more.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Okay, what's next?
The next one is another gospel song. It's called Glad Day.
It's that waltz, right?
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. When we've lived a million years in that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding his face, it won't seem but just a moment of praising his grace. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. Day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. That will be a glad reunion day.
Excellent. So Rudy Sakamoto has joined us, but you haven't sang anything yet.
I don't know these particular gospel songs.
Okay.
All
right. We're
all winging it.
Sinner, you.
Yes, I'm a sinner. And save my soul.
According to Tom.
Yeah, Rudy was with us at the hole in the wall each and every time Tom would do his act. We always called it his act.
Oh, yeah, and the kids were so supportive of it, and they did quiet down, and they did sing along, and they had a wonderful time.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say about Tom is he's one of the, known him forever, since well, probably the first week I got here, and he has always been the guy who said, hey, you know, do you want to play on the radio? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? You know, if there was an opportunity, he let me know about it. You know, he was consistent all the way through. As long as I've known him, he was the person who would let me know when things were happening.
Tom
always give me a call.
He made things happen.
He did. Yeah. I would always be grateful to him for really getting me involved in music, you know, a lot more than I would have been otherwise.
One of the great things about Tom was that not only was he... One of the great things about Tom was not only was he helping other people become more involved, but he led the charge by doing a lot himself. So I never felt like he was pushing me to do more than he was already willing to do himself, and times 10 or 100. So
you're here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He was an advocate for so many events and so many nonprofit organizations, church, school. He was the advocate in this community.
If there was something happening good, Tom was in the middle of it.
Yes.
You know? He really was.
And if you wanted to do something in town, you went to Tom to support you, because Tom had done so many events. He would know all about the promotion, the posters, the tickets, how to make it happen. And he'll just never be forgotten, because he's been a big part of Ketchikan. We'll miss him dearly.
So you have another song for us?
We do, but can we do it later?
I've noticed there are all kinds of people streaming into the station. So for those of you in the front room, we hope you'll come in and share your song for Tom.
Thanks, Dad.
And you're going to have to introduce yourselves, and I'm going to fix mics so that... Are you all singing together?
Yes.
And tell us who you are.
We are the Long Family.
I'm sorry. I had the mics down. I want you to say that again.
Okay, that's great. We're the Long Family, Tim Kay and Micah Long, and we're here to sing a couple of songs as a tribute to Tom. He's been an influence in our lives. These are songs that he knew. And we have a long tradition with Tom going back to the very early, actually the first month of Grinds, and before that the folk festivals, and we just are so thankful for what he's provided in his support and attitude and life, and we appreciate that.
In celebration of Tom,
we're going to do a song called "Lord, I Need You," and then after that, "Sweet By and By."
All right.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest, and without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you.
Shared a love of hymns with Tom, so we're going to do this one that most everybody in the world knows. So it's called "The Sweet By and By," and we love Tom so much, and
We shared so much great stuff with him, so we miss him already, but we know we'll see him again.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessings of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Miss you, Tom.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're back, and I'm joined in the air room by Rebecca Valentine. And Rebecca is a longtime board member of KRBD and was involved with Tom. Tom was a longtime volunteer here at KRBD. And Rebecca, share with us your stories.
Okay. I also went to church with Tom for a while and sang with him in choir and just found him to be such a wonderful man. But my daughter, one summer, was working for the Lumberjack Show, and she was a young 20-year-old, just finished 2 years of college. And Tom, as he did with the children in this town, just took her in as if she were his child. And one day she came home and said, "Mom, you know that Mr. LeCompte that you go to church with? Well, it's just like having Dad around." And he was looking out for this young girl at an age where there could be someone that might have tried to pick her up or something, and just as a wonderful father would with his own child. And I saw and heard so many stories of other people that experienced similar things with Tom. The other thing I just heard was the day before yesterday, I happened to be on the phone with a friend. A former school teacher, Marcy Wisneski, a wonderful woman, and she is so very perceptive. But she said to me, "You know, Rebecca, I remember any time I ever spoke with Tom, he always made me feel like I was the only person in his world." And that's the way he had a gift, where he was completely tuned in to the person he was speaking with. And that was definitely a gift from God. And I want to say, I bet up at the gates of heaven where Gabriel is, that there was a big, huge bluegrass band just playing away as he came up there to the wonderful new life that he'll have up in heaven.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. Will you ask Kathleen to send in the next group? I believe we have some more musicians
yes.
on their way. Oh, here they come. Okay. Hello, everybody. So we have a group coming in. I've put the mics up, and you can hear all the movement and people getting ready. We still have numbers of people out in the station who have come by. There's a guest book out there for folks to sign. And if you're out listening and you would like to stop by, we would certainly love to have you come and celebrate Tom with us. So introduce yourselves, please.
Terry O'Hara.
Rudy Sacramano.
Dave Rubin.
Terry Rice.
And what are you going to do?
Well, Tom was a friend of mine and a co-producer at the Monthly Grind. And he was a quite stellar in this community, but whenever he saw Dave and I, he'd keep asking us if we would play this song, and I had a hard time with one of the chords, so Dave's going to play my guitar, and we just kind of whipped this out this afternoon. But one time Tom tried to go to Hawaii. He said, "I've had enough of this rain, I'm going to Hawaii." So he takes off, goes to Hawaii, and a few months later I see him back in Ketchikan, and I said, "Tom, why are you back?" And he said, "Well, there was just no community I fit in over there. Just nothing. I didn't fit in, and I was alone, and it was not fun. So I came back here where I can be helpful." So he was our friend. Everybody in our community, everybody I've talked to has a story about Tom, but that's mine. So we were glad he came back.
And this is a song that he would play on his radio show that we shared for probably 10 years. And you might hear this any Monday night between 7 and 9 o'clock.
If you ever feel lonesome and you're down in San Antonio, beg, steal, or borrow 2 nickels or a dime, call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission.
we can say our prayers. Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. If you ever feel sorrow for the deeds you have done, with no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun, and the ocean is howling with things that might have been, that last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. Feel sorrow for the deeds you have done. There's no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun. The ocean is howling with things that might have been. That last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. Thank you very much. I hope that Tom is playing his auto harp in the sky someplace.
I'm sure he is.
Thanks.
Well, and thank all of you. We're going to put another little bit of music on while we wait for the next person to come in. Don't go away.
So fine, through the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't so loud. Now you don't
you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. The vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel? People.